forever.
Welcome to the Podcast for Laundry World Tour! I am your host, Brett Davis, and I am here on the first step towards a better, cleaner world. This is the Podcast for Laundry World Tour! And I am currently here in the United Kingdom, specifically London, England, specifically Hackney Down, specifically Heck of a Wash here on Stoke Newington Road with a very special guest. Welcome to a new chapter of the Podcast for Laundry. Thank you for joining us. We've gone through a few different incarnations, but I have finally seen the light. Last week in our episode with Alex English, he reminded me that sometimes you need to repent. Sometimes if you're feeling dirty on the inside, you just need to do the same thing that you do with your clothes when they get dirty and clean yourself. And that is why I have turned to Christ. Now I'm going to introduce a very special guest. He is a writer, contributor to The Onion, to McSweeney's, and very frequently. You can read his writing in The New Yorker. I just read a bunch of them. They're so funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He is England's sweetheart, Colin Stokes.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here in a Heck of a Wash.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful laundrette.
Laundrette, yes. Yeah. That is what the sort of laundromat does not fly over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up around these parts or...?
Not too close to Heck of a Wash was a bit further afield from where I was in South London.
Okay.
I'm sort of sad that I've not been here before because it's so great.
Mm-hmm. And now you currently live where?
In New York, in Brooklyn. But I came for the We sort of wanted to. I think it was better to make the trip.
That's right. Yeah. There is a. I did talk to some potential investors. There is a sort of a mega church fueled interest in this new leg of the Podcast for Laundry. So I do have some money pouring in. I was able to get a flight out for you. I thought that this would be nice. I've wanted to have you on the show, and I thought it would be great if you took a 6-7 hour flight.
Yes, yeah, it was direct, which I appreciate. Often I feel like I get flown out, but with a lot of connections.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't, it's not just regular coach. You had a little bit of leg room.
Yes.
A checked bag.
Even more leg room. I think it's the, yeah.
Yeah.
And the checked bag. I brought my own material of a load to do.
Yeah. I did have some problems. I mean, this is my first time here in the UK.
Welcome.
Thank you. But, I brought all my gear.
Nice.
My laundry gear.
Yes. Well, you can't travel without it.
Well, yeah. And apparently everyone does because they were like, you can't bring your turge on the flight.
Did the TSA take it away?
There was a bit of a tussle. I just made it here barely on time. They held me for the better part of the day.
Did they go through, did they pour it out in front of you? And
They eventually it all spilled out in the struggle.
I'm really sorry to hear.
Yeah. I've had emotional attachments to bottles of laundry in the past, or bottles of laundry detergent in the past, but this one, it was really more of a physical attachment.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I hope, have you, maybe it's too soon, the wound is still sort of fresh, but...
The wound is fresh.
Have you at all sort of checked out any... detergents?
Well, yeah, I picked up some Persil.
Ah.
First thing I did, I got to the airport and I just, you know,
in the grabbed duty, it. I in the like, duty free. This. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And it was great. You know, I threw in a load before you came here. I've just been hanging out here kind of the better part of the day, just kind of trying to make friends, you know.
How's it been going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Not all of my laundry stuff was confiscated, so you know, I brought extra to share.
So what's in the what are your materials beyond the turge?
Well, I've got some dryer balls, I've got some dryer, you know, I'll just explain it the way I know best. Just sit back and relax in this chair that we've placed in the middle of Heck of a Wash. If you think I'm a passerby at the place you purify, you should know I'm more than meets the eye. Did you use a dryer sheet at all? Do you need a dryer ball? What do you do when it's time to dry? The laundrette's where you'll find me, making sure your clothes dry. You can count on me to keep an eye. I've got extra dryer sheets, extra cords and supply. And they are yours because, that is just because I'm a nice guy. So you get the idea.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't often get applause in when I do this in the States. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for appreciating a good laundry parody song.
Quite a crowd gathered during that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of like an amazing moment. And I think it's because I've found this new sort of positivity in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a glow that I can shine onto people.
And so that is through
the Lord Jesus Christ.
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Are you at all alarmed? I think that it's the case that religious belief in the UK has been dwindling. And do you have a plan to combat that?
Yeah, that's why I picked here to begin with.
And is this sort of Britpop?
It's my way of reaching out to the kids.
Nice, yeah. Nice. I think that you're going to convert a whole lot of people.
I hope so. I don't even need to convert them. I just need to remind them that the Lord Jesus Christ is there and he cares about us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
is it the Lord Jesus Christ?
The Lord, as opposed to our Father, our Son, Jesus Christ.
Our Father, whose art
is in heaven.
Yes.
Okay. He's got it hanging up around...
Mm-hmm.
Heaven.
Yeah, because they've got like pillars and clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been reading the Bible.
I mean, do you think that you need to check it
say
out
a prayer?
First?
Yes, oh. We should say a prayer.
Yeah.
Holy God, three in one, give me your perspective as I wash these clothes. I want to thank Vox Vinay, a prayer for doing laundry for this. Creator Father, thank you for providing the clothes that we wear and for all the resources and technology. Can you do this with me?
I'm not sure. I'll try.
Creator Father, thank you for providing the clothes that we wear
and
for all the resources
and technology we use to wash them. Help us to remember all the skill and effort of the people who designed and assembled these garments.
Bless them wherever they may be.
Jesus, make us more like you. Give me your humility.
Give me your humility. May we find our identity in you and not these clothes.
Help us to be good stewards
of what you've given us, but not to treasure them beyond their purpose. Holy Spirit, use this task to remind me that you're continually cleansing me and my loved ones.
And my loved ones.
Prepare us for tomorrow as we put on our clean clothes, that we may have a fresh start to serve and honor you.
Amen. Sorry, I forgot the middle part. I always, it's I knew that when I was growing up, when I sort of, we would always say that at the beginning of a school day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, after it's been a while, unfortunately. I guess I've moved away from God.
It's a Celtic prayer.
Yes. Well, it was a Celtic school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A Celtic school with London? A sort of a laundry focus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It wow. just so happens.
What a magical place this is.
It really, London is, you know, a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the and also sort of a laundry machine in terms of, you know, there are a lot of Celts coming and sort of establishing schools.
Yeah, you know what I say.
London is the place for me.
That's I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I was curious about have you ever thought about doing laundry with a different type of water, namely the holy type.
Oh, you mean holy water?
Mm-hmm. Like how your clothes would get extremely, I mean, purified beyond belief, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I wonder if, because I don't know if there's a vat of holy water.
I think, or you'd have to like sort of bless the pipes as well, and
So I'd have to get one of like the Jesus shamans to bless this laundrette.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there probably would be somebody around.
Uh-huh.
I could give it a go.
You could.
I mean, I haven't done Jesus shamanism in a while, but mm-hmm. If you'd like. I mean, I could try and make all of the water holy.
That would be excellent. Do you need me to pull up the prayer again?
I think maybe I can go.
Okay, okay.
Our Father, whose art is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Please make this laundrette and all of the water inside of it really holy, and so that all of the laundry that is done from here on after is blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Good food, good grub, let's rub it up. Oh, okay. So I got to start out with the question I always start out with, even though we're several minutes into this episode. What's your turge?
My turge? I'm in a bit of a turge situation at the moment. Mm. I usually am a...
Is it a turge surge?
A turge... It's the opposite of a dirge. I guess...
This is a dirge about your dearth.
Mm-hmm. A bit of turge.
Mm-hmm.
I have recently run out of turge, and all I have is a fabric softener.
Okay.
And
you can't clean clothes with that.
Yeah. So I did my last load a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's piling up, and I need to get some turge in my life. I'm normally a Tide, to answer the question, I'm normally a Tide buyer.
Okay.
Issues
with Tide. I don't know if you heard my novelty song before. It's pretty good, but Tide put out a laundry novelty song with Kenan Thompson recently. And I was a little miffed.
That they didn't get in touch?
Yes.
That must be... I'm angry on your behalf.
I mean, I'm sure you heard about this SNL controversy earlier in the year.
Yeah. About this specifically?
Yeah.
I think there was a few weeks when it was sort of just dominating the news cycle, mm-hmm. and you couldn't read anything... I mean, it's sort of front page of the Times pretty much every day.
Yeah. I mean, it was taking away from Bowen, who got hired, and he's, mm-hmm. you know, a Forever Dog family member.
Yes, yeah.
It was disappointing.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/OfficeHoursLive this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
But, yeah, you know, Tide's a good quality brand. You can't get something here because they're going to give you problems at the airport. I mean, maybe it's a little different here. I don't know.
I guess.
I guess you could get
a powdered detergent. Which, and bringing a large amount of white powder on a plane is generally pretty easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, in my experience, you just have to show them that it's edible and not dangerous. Yeah.
And it is edible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Tide, you know, I was the one that kickstarted the whole Tide Pod craze.
Mm.
Yeah.
How are you feeling from,
Strong. Strong with the power of God.
That's so wonderful. Do you feel like it has sort of, the Tide Pod, because I never ate one.
Oh, well, it just so happens that I have it's seventh generation laundry pods here.
Nice.
We could actually do sort of a Holy Communion.
That sounds put the sort of wafer on my
I'd
love for I love that.
Let me just grab it out of my bag. All right, open wide.
Thank you. That is very flavorful.
I don't think you've pierced the shell yet.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, now it's starting to dissolve.
It is, and it's really getting into the sort of I feel like my teeth are cleaner.
Your teeth are blue currently, that sounds pretty clean.
Yeah. Blue is the cleanest form of white, I think.
Yeah, and now it's turning white because there's so much foam dripping out of your mouth.
Yeah, that is. I'm assuming that's meant to be happening.
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of
good.
It.
No, the mouth feel is sort of slightly plasticky and sort of detergenty, I would have to say. The nose smells like a fresh load of laundry,
yes,
sort of emanating from my mouth, and it's going down very, very easy.
Yeah, you won't need a pack of gum for a week, I'm telling you that much.
Yeah, I mean, they probably... I think that there could also be some sort of chemical interaction that might be inadvisable. Is there anything I should avoid eating after this?
Just anything but Tide Pods, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So now it's just, I only should be eating, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well.
And water. Water's fine.
And that's good. I was about to have just to do a little gargle and swish around just to make sure I've got it all.
Is it coconut water?
Is that uh-uh. Okay? No?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Here, let me... just pour some out of this washer's starting up. Just here's a cup of, I'm cupping it in my hands. Just gonna sip from my hands.
Mm.
This is what they did in the. There we go. This is what they did in Christ's days, I think.
I'm
still in the Old Testament, so I don't really know what he did, but I think there was like sip from the my hands.
Sip from my That's on a lot of T-shirts and stuff. I think. It's nice that he had these sort of slogans that are good takeaways from the... They're sort of like in... When you read through the Bible, in the New Testament part, they sort of have, you know, the highlight, the big, the like pull quotes. It's like a magazine interview, sort of.
Yeah. Well, speaking of magazines, your writing is all over the place.
Oh, thank you.
I highly recommend people check out your shouts.
Thank you. And my murmurs.
Well, murmurs can use a little work. I like it. I like it when you shout. It means you're proud of what you're writing. And then, you know, they do print them in, you know, the big, like you said, the big letters and for the shouts and the murmur part. So you kind of gotta dig on. It's like on the bottom of the page, upside down, like Reader's Digest jokes.
Sort of in the column where the punchline is like in the up. Yeah. That's a really I think that is generally my MO. Like I write all of the setups, and in sort of right way up, font text, and then every joke, there's sort of, it's maybe about 50 jokes per piece. Mm-hmm. And then, so you have 50 punchlines corresponding numerically underneath.
That's what I like about the New Yorker. There's well, here's a challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm going to describe to you a New Yorker cartoon.
Ooh, yeah.
And you come up with like the funny sort of thing.
Okay.
So it's a guy, kind of looks like me. Mm-hmm. Dick and balls deep into a bottle of Tide. And mom is coming down the stairs. And she's got this look of just like guilt and like embarrassment. And, you know, the guy that looks like me just blissed out, like in heaven, eyes closed, big smile on his face. And then there's sort of like a light shining from above, like a God, like God is looking down and is okay with this. What would you do for that?
And who is it the mother speaking or is it you? Oh, sorry, the guy who looks like you.
I think you could. I guess the mom is like sort of crying and like like mouth is open, so it sounds like she's screaming something.
Maybe. How the tides have turned, or
okay, try again.
Okay.
This is only, you know,
you need to get clean.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about your childhood? You grew up here in London.
Mm-hmm.
South,
yes. SW10 mm-hmm. was the postal code.
This is West London? East London.
South, Southwest, SW.
Yes.
Oh, where?
Currently.
Yeah. I've lived in New York for so long that my London geography is embarrassingly...
Okay.
I feel like I'm... And I you also blindfolded me on the way here.
Well, that was part of it.
Yeah.
I had to seek out help from some kind of shifty characters because I didn't want to... I don't know the whole rideshare deal here, but I did know some guys that would pick you up, and they have their specific things
mm-hmm.
that they like to do.
I
didn't kill anybody. I know, I see that you're giving me this quizzical look, and no.
I just wanted to make sure. I
didn't kill anybody.
I don't know if you know that murder is also illegal over here.
Yeah, I'm not running from anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to kill you. I didn't kill anybody.
That I'm so reassured because normally that is a thing that I like to hear people say. I generally ask, I'm that's normally something I ask up top mm-hmm. in a conversation is, do you have any plans to end my life?
For me, no.
And no. Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you so much. And I'm enjoying it. So mm-hmm. please.
You're enjoying life. You're enjoying what God gave us.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Thank you.
So, what was your earliest memory of doing your laundry?
So,
or doing the wash.
Doing the wash.
Is that the right?
Doing the wash. Wash. Doing the wash. Yeah.
Doing the washing.
Doing the washing up. That's
washing up.
Washing up is that's dishes.
Okay.
Which I did do quite a lot.
What did you call it?
Doing the washing up, I think, was... Oh, but that's for... Sorry. I used to do the washing up. I don't know if you're uninterested completely in washing dishes or if there's some sort of...
There's really no crossover.
No, okay. Or not an intersectional laundry... washing... okay. So I think... my responsibilities in the home...
I'm a dish exclusionary radical laundry enthusiast. Dish exclusionary, radical wash enthusiast, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think that the first time I did, we're talking about my first time,
mm-hmm.
Was maybe when I was about 15. And I don't know if this is embarrassingly late or embarrassingly... Well, I don't know if it would be embarrassingly early.
Well,
that would be like two.
I don't think I don't think that you should be embarrassed by anything.
Yeah.
I started out at two.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now I see you've got years of.
Yes.
I have so much to learn.
Yeah.
So, the first time I did it, I forgot to use terge. Mm-hmm. And so, I do maintain that putting things into a washing machine, and even without sans terge, as they say.
In France.
Yeah, sans terge. That will still work in the sense that they'll be cleaner than they were before things in there.
I mean, you'll get some of the dirt off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess you've learned your lesson there.
That was a one-time mistake, yeah.
You got the fork.
I got the fork.
Well, my mom would she'd heat up this fork and then scald me with it.
Ah.
She'd put it on the stove
and
let it warm up until it started like becoming red.
Wow.
And then she'd say like a permanent reminder of why you fucked up again, Brett.
Gosh. I'm very sorry to hear that.
She would actually call me a little bastard.
Wow. I'm That's awful.
It's the accurate term of what I am.
Ah, okay. So she was just stating facts then.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you call like a female dog a bitch. It's like, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean that is, and I think if you turned out okay, then that's all you can ask for from a parent.
I think I turned out more than okay.
Yeah.
I've got God's Light. I've got a laundry podcast. I didn't kill anybody. And I'm here with Colin Stokes, one of my favorite people.
Thank you. I am curious about, when she picked up the fork, did she use a glove? Or did she also, was it sort of like, this is hurting me more than it hurts you because she's actually holding the fork?
She had very calloused hands.
From burning hot fork holding?
I guess various things. Fighting. She fought. She did like a slap fighting sort of thing as a teenager.
Wow. That's to slap so much that you would develop a callus. It's really impressive.
Yeah, you know, I just think of my mom's hard hands.
Mm. Did she ever do handstands and stuff like that? Did she ever walk on her hands? I mean,
she didn't have fun like that.
Oh, okay. It does seem like she's a bit of an authoritarian.
No.
Okay.
Was your mom an authoritarian, or your father, or parental figures?
I wouldn't say authoritarian. No, they're okay. fairly. They weren't democratically elected.
Mm-hmm.
There was no. They definitely sort of established rule, in a way that was not. You know, my sister and I never voted for them. So I guess actually now that I'm looking back on it, it was a dictatorship in the family.
Yeah.
I'm now under a different governing body in the United States, and although I'm now back in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've not authoritarian.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Oh, I was talking about. Authoritarian for sure. Yes,
yeah. I mean, I'm a little mixed about. I don't know if there's a religious correlation here in the UK, but I mean, obviously it's more conservative, and you know, that means I have to back, you know, my, in church we pray for Trump.
He's self. Identifies as the most religious person ever, right?
Yeah, he's our glorious leader, and we must support him.
I can't say that I'm on board.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how on board I am with it either, but, you know, you just gotta toe to the beat of the party line.
That definitely, I'm glad that that's working out for you,
mm-hmm.
or I hope that it is.
And then, like, here you got, like, you know, Trump's a bit of a boorish oaf. But here you got this like Hugh Grant esque leader, Boris Johnson. He's just like
he's always saying "Oopsie Daisy,"
yeah.
And he starred in the movie Notting Hill,
yeah,
famously. He's a man who has been elected, and that is an unfortunate fact.
I just like to think of him on like Downing Street, kind of doing like that funky dancing that Hugh Grant does in Love Actually. Mm. It just seems fun.
He definitely would. I don't know if I've seen him dance. I've seen him. There's a video of him tackling a child, in a rugby game. Or a football game, I think. Maybe it wasn't.
Kids
even
here are pretty tough. When it first landed, I was like, "Well, I gotta, do the touristy thing first." So I went to Piccadilly Circus. It was kind of late at night, and something came over me. I think prep for the strip. I watched a lot of Guy Ritchie films and stuff. And I'm like, let's test how tough these guys really are. Mm-hmm. So I started picking a fight with hooligans and drunks on the street and stuff.
Nice.
And I got the shit beat out of me.
And I can see, I was going to say that you are sort of missing a couple of teeth and that your face is what I would describe as one big bruise at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that it's even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, actually, that sort of, I didn't know that it was a bruise first.
I've maybe had too much to drink and I got really red faced, but no, mm-hmm. it's an entire. My face is one big kind of blister.
Mm-hmm. And are you feeling any better or still sort of?
Well, I've got God's grace.
Yeah.
So
and he heals all wounds.
Mm-hmm.
As does time. I think maybe. I mean, so do you think that you're going to do any more fighting, or have you hung up your?
Well, yeah, I can't really record. I mean, you're the only podcast I'm going to be recording here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm headed back to the States after this.
Are we on the same flight?
I don't know. I had my guys set up. I mean, these are the guys that I met that night.
Yeah.
That was the thing. We were fighting. We were adversaries. And then I started preaching the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We had a laugh. We had a few pints. It was great. And then they were like, yeah, we'll pick up this guy for you. And we'll take him back, too.
Nice. And are we flying? Do you know if we're flying?
I don't even know coach if you're
or
flying.
Or cargo? Are we flying?
It might be like a ship.
I've never been on a transatlantic. That sounds fun. And is it the sort of will I be doing the blindfold experience?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Okay. Well, I'll definitely make sure to look at a lot of things. Mm-hmm. In anticipation.
Get the sights in now, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You know, when they say see the sights, really see the sights.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll be blindfolded for anywhere from 6 to 30 hours.
This is a fast boat.
Well, I've never ridden a transatlantic boat either.
And you're coming with?
No. I'm taking a flight home.
Okay. Well, I appreciate, I'm very grateful that you sort of looked into my experience and you know that I'd never been on the QE2 or one of those cruises. So yeah. Thank you.
It's, I like to help people.
That's
what I've been doing here.
I mean, that I'm assuming stems from your religious.
Yeah. I think I've been so selfish, self-involved, thankfully I haven't been talking about myself for the majority of this podcast. But, sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I've just been helping people out. I've been sort of giving out quarters and stuff. Actually, I have a song about it.
If you have to leave your wash machine as your clothes are getting clean, what do you when it is time to dry? If you're open to make a new friend, I can lend a helping hand. I promise on me you can rely. Say it! The laundrette where you'll find me, making sure your clothes dry. You can count on me to keep an eye. I've got extra jersey. Come on, clap everybody! To the dry. And they are yours because This is just because I'm a nice guy.
Wow, thank you, everybody. It's so nice. Thank you.
Sort of thunderous applause. I don't know if the mics are catching it properly.
People appreciate good art here.
That is probably one of the number one things I would say about British people is art lovers, famously.
Well, here in Hackney, you know, this is sort of like artist, this is sort of like hip. You know?
For sure, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of nice pictures, paintings in here even, of sort of, you know, instructions on how to use the machines and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is very meta that you would install. I mean, I wonder, do you know if they're selling any of these pieces?
I could certainly ask. I had to ask the owners to kind of set up this, like, you know, recording thing. I was like, do you have a back room? And they're like, no, we don't. So I was just like, all right, I will just set up in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like an older building, I guess. They don't have a back room, weirdly. But, you know, people are pushing their carts around us and stuff.
I think that the no back room, well, isn't that a sort of, it's like the open kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
Which is sort of a trendy thing in restaurant, and also laundromat or laundrette.
You get to see, everyone gets to see how, you know, the sausage is made.
And
or the banger.
The banger is, it's made by putting laundry into the machine, I guess.
Yeah. Into the wash machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pull it out and either put it on your washing line or the clothes horse.
Wow. Yes. The washing line. What would you call that?
A clothes line.
Clothes line. Do you would you say clothes pin? Or what do you say?
Clothes pin? Clothes pin.
And I think maybe but I think that they're called like pegs in a washing peg or something.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Did you bring any of those?
Do you need one?
I would take a couple, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just have one item of clothing that I need to wash.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, these come in handy for other things too.
Sort of if you have like a bag of crisps that you've not finished.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you got a little sensitive nipples.
Really a surprise.
Yeah.
Thank you for... And you got me on both, which was... Thank you for these. I'm going to take them off if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I slung them out of... they were up my sleeve.
It's
sort of like gambit. I like... out of nowhere, they're there. And then I go... beep, beep, beep.
I've never seen that trick before, and it's sort of, have you ever thought about doing magic? Because that sleight of hand was
No, I can't do it now. The dark arts.
You're right.
I'm a warrior of God now.
That would be the most. I mean, most magicians are aligned with the devil, as in my experience.
I mean, it doesn't need to be your experience. It's where they draw their power from.
Yeah, and especially, you know, card tricks.
Yeah.
That is the kind of thing that you would do if you loved Satan, I think.
You know what magic is short for?
I don't know.
It's short for magic. With a K. Which is the devil's thing.
Magic with a K. Yeah, I did not know that, and I'm very glad that I do. I'm sort of, do you know, so did you, prior to your finding the light, did you know any tricks?
Yeah, I knew some tricks in the bedroom. no, I've never really been interested in magicians.
Magic tricks in the bedroom, it's real.
Yeah.
Just bring out that, the deck of cards. Nothing more.
I'd, like, turn tricks on the street for money. Because they didn't have a home for a while. Still don't have a home, I guess.
So, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. Now I'm what is it called when the religious person goes to a new country?
Missionary?
A crusade.
Oh.
This is my crusade.
I, you know,
But I do know a lot about missionary in the bedroom.
and I guess they don't. There's no crusade position. That's probably for the best. So you're on a crusade.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a bit of a bad name. I don't know if you know that. Most sort of crusades are looked upon somewhat negatively.
Here?
Here, I think there and everywhere, as the Beatles would say.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I think here crusade, I think like Indiana Jones. Like a cool guy.
Mm. Sort of stealing artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
And putting them in a museum.
Yeah.
Do you think that in the museums, when he, you know, he said things belong in a museum, right? And did they have a little note, like, heroically reclaimed by Indiana Jones?
No, because he wasn't in it for the glory.
Mm, so he would, it would say, heroically reclaimed by Anonymous.
It would be like whatever university he worked at.
They don't go into that. Does he have tenure? I would assume. I mean, he's barely there.
Let me look. I believe it is in the UK. Indiana Jones University.
And tenure also, if he's got. Because if I were a dean, and I'm a Colin, in fact. If I were a dean and had, you know, a professor going on these sort of crazed chases around the world, like I would maybe think about letting them go.
Not just this one though.
No. Did you find anything out?
So it was he taught at a few. One in Marshall College in Bedford.
Hmm.
And then another one at the University of Chicago.
In Bedford, New York?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Sorry, excuse me.
And then,
sorry,
let I'm me so check sorry. Tenure.
Tenure.
He applied, but he was denied.
That is canon.
It's either canon or fanfic. I don't have the time to really dig into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I do like that people could theoretically write fanfic about the bureaucracy of, you know, working at a college.
Do you know if he ever did clean his hat? And did he have a whip as well?
Yeah, he didn't clean that.
Both are unlaundered.
I mean, that cleans itself. The hat, I'm sure he took to a hat specialist.
How do you clean a hat?
Dry clean.
But
you're going to want to take it to a specialist for hats. Because when you just bring it to any old dry cleaners, you're playing a wicked game.
Yeah. I mean, they could.
Computer was on mute.
Do you think? But another hat cleaning tip that I have received from a friend of my father.
Yeah.
Is he put his hat in the washing machine, like for a dishwasher, sorry, dishwasher. Okay.
That pisses me off so much.
And what does it make you feel?
I don't know. It makes me feel like this guy is a pedophile or something. He's twisted in so many ways.
That is, that's not the case. But he just
Do you know that? I don't know.
I think pretty, certain. But so you're totally against.
That's so disrespectful to the art of hat maintenance.
Do you think?
Some like painer's cap or something?
It was a baseball. I wouldn't do it with a leather. You know, a sort of Indiana. His is leather, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think that would be a bad idea to put that in any sort of washing machine.
Yeah.
But I'll steer clear.
I want to hear about your weird pedo friends' hat maintenance. Well, we're coming to the end. I do want to know what your current laundry situation is, and maybe I can help improve it.
Well, so I've got the dearth of turge.
Mm-hmm. I heard the turge dirge before about your turge. Turge.
Yeah. And I also have, well, I have the sort of dream setup. I have in unit.
Okay.
Laundry.
Yeah. You sort of leaned into that, you had a sort of like a little smirk on your face.
It's, I think you would describe it as a shit-eating grin.
You know, your words, not mine, but I heard that England was classist, and your confidence in a room full of people doing their laundry, mm-hmm. the fact that you leaned in with your S-eating G, and just threw that out there. I hope you saw the dirty looks that these fine, you know, ham and eggers gave you. No offense. I don't know if you eat ham. Whatever.
Yeah, they. I've never seen so much dirt in a laundrette.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's spewing out of your dirty, filthy mouth.
I'm ashamed. I shouldn't. I mean,
no, you shouldn't be ashamed. I'm just, I'm jealous.
You know, you can come over anytime. Yeah.
I would love to stay over for a while.
So how long are you gonna?
I don't know. These trips are gonna kind of put me out for a while because they pay for the trips and the lodging and the trips, but you know they don't pay for the fact that I don't have a home in between. Mm. So yeah, I'll just like kind of be in and out a lot.
And do you?
And I take flights at weird hours too, so you know I'll need a key just so I could like let myself in whenever. Like sometimes I'll be like coming out late, or I like to. Like I go around Times Square sometimes, and I like get into a little fight. You know,
that seems all right. I mean, my couch is very comfy. Actually, there is one thing that might be a sticking point.
Okay.
So I have combined. It's one sort of drum. It's combined washer dryer. Is that? How do you feel about that?
I'll find somewhere else to stay.
Okay. It doesn't dry as well as it should.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to have disappointed. You know, I've led you on in a way that is unforgivable.
I love to say this in the correct setting, but no shit, Sherlock. Of course. Of course it's not going to work, because these are two separate things that do the opposite. Ugh, I'm sorry. I feel like I took a dark turn in this conversation, but you're really pissing me off. I think we should probably cut it short.
Well, I mean, up until now, it's been fun. I've mm-hmm. enjoyed. I'm just sorry that I had to disappoint you like that.
It's fine. So do you got any plugs? Anything coming up that you're excited about?
I've got a show, but it's happening tomorrow in a book club at Union Hall.
Well, we'll see if it's happening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because the ship.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Check Union Hall's calendar for book club, and you host that with who again?
Blythe Robertson.
Yeah, I think she did a show with my colleague, my late colleague. For a while, the show was hosted by a guy named Radley Carolla.
And who's no longer mm-hmm. with us.
He passed on roof of the Standard Hotel.
Oh, no. That I'm very sorry to hear that.
He had it coming. I didn't kill anybody. And you can check out your writing in The New Yorker. What is your Twitter?
My nom de plume. I would say maybe follow.
Again with the French.
We're so close. I'm not very active on Twitter. My Instagram is StalinCoax.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, please.
Check out the stuff. Thank you for taking this trip.
Of course.
Back
and
home.
Thank you for flying me out and for the blindfolded drive and for the blindfolded ship.
Are you going to visit family or any or old friends or anything while you're here?
I was sort of waiting to see if the guys who
I'll come.
Then definitely let's mm-hmm. and you know maybe you can fight them or
yeah
if you're interested
yeah
I'll text like them and see if
it'll be like a Shaun of the Dead in this thing. I'll like grab a cricket bat and I'll just start breaking skulls.
and the most of my friends are zombies, so it's.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, in some way.
Well, once again, say your prayers, do your wash, and thank you for listening to the Podcast for Laundry World Tour!
London is the place for me. abandon this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.